Many restaurant owners and staff members were left feeling frustrated after being excluded from the government's most recent capacity announcement. While places like arenas and many large capacity venues received the approval to return to 100% capacity, small businesses and restaurants weren't granted the same privilege. But President and CEO of the Greater KW Chamber of Commerce, Ian McLean, said that chances are, they won't be waiting much longer. On Monday, they're likely to be making some announcement around lifting some of the capacity limits for restaurants, said McLean. I think it's a logical next step. Despite it being a step in the right direction, McLean noted that in order to stay open, the public needs to continue adhering to safety precautions. The important part of reopening is staying open. We have to use all the tools like rapid screening and using this vaccine verification, said McLean. He also encouraged people who have not yet gone to get vaccinated to do so. As of Monday, everyone is able to download the new QR code, which can be presented on your phone to businesses who have the Verify Ontario app to scan it. McLean added that although there are many people who are upset about the new vaccine passport mandate, it is not going away anytime soon. You will not be able to get on an airplane inside Canada or travel internationally without having your vaccine verification in place. That's going to be in place for an extended period of time, he said, and added that it might even become the new normal. According to Premier Doug Ford, the app and QR codes will replace the former digital versions by October 22.